We're now at 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Auditor General had a lot to say about the government's energy policy. Not much of it good. Jim MacArthur released his report to the legislature yesterday at Queen's Park. In it, he critiques Ontario's green energy policy, calls for more protection for consumers against high prices. Well, Tom Adams is an independent energy advisor. He's on the line this morning for his take on the Auditor General's report. Tom Adams, good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you make of this report?
Well, it was great to have the provincial auditor working on this, and he's uncovered a lot of important issues, really billions and billions of dollars of waste. I do have my criticisms of his analysis. I don't think he's gone nearly far enough into the nooks and crannies where the customer is getting gouged here, there, and everywhere. But he has done an enormous amount of good work, and it's certainly worth, you know, studying what he has to say. Everything he says is solid, but I'm just concerned that he hasn't gone far enough.
Where? Particularly in energy?
Specifically on where our electricity prices are going.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you one example. In 2010, the Ontario government changed the rules for allocating costs within the power system. And what this is going to do is shift a whole lot of costs from the largest industrial customers onto small business and residential and medium-sized business customers.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to have a big rate impact on all of us? But when the provincial auditor was reporting on the outlook for power prices, he didn't use a financial model that included this cost-shifting element that's been added to the system relatively recently. The point here is that the power system is deteriorating so fast that the research work that the auditor's team did closed before a lot of the recent bad news arrived.
Okay, so there's a whole raft of things there that he hasn't had a chance to even deal with.
Oh, yeah. I can keep working you through examples, but the common feature of all of these examples is that it relates to the complexity of the power system.
Mm-hmm.
The power system is so tough. There's so many institutions, such complex financial architecture, a very complicated operational issues. He was trying to deal with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much to ask, you know, an independent party to be, you know, a sudden expert in all of this stuff. He had advisors. He had a great team of people. They worked very hard on it. And like I say, they've revealed billions and billions of dollars of out-and-out waste. It is a fantastic report, but I think over time we're going to know more and more and more about where the nasty little bits are hidden under the rug.
Some parts, I guess, that aren't hidden, that debt retirement charge. I mean, what are your thoughts on his opinion on that?
There again, did not go far enough. What he's looked at the debt retirement charge. He says, look, this thing is a black box. We don't know where our billions mm-hmm. of dollars are going. We need the government to give us a report on where we stand. We've paid $8 billion into this fund, and we can't clearly see where our money has gone. So give us a reporting of where our money has gone. What my complaint there is, we ought to know, of course we got to know, we should know all the time. We should be updated quarterly on where mm-hmm. our money's been going. But we also need, if we're going to hold the government to account, what we really need is a forward-looking projection of what the plan is to pay off this damn stranded debt. Get rid of that thing.
But do we know how much that debt is?
Well, we know it. There's a whole bunch of pieces of it. It adds up to $13.1 billion.
Wow.
So it's a big problem, and what's never been revealed since that stranded debt was created in the year 2000, so 11 years, the government has been working on this thing. They've never revealed what the financial plan is to pay off the debt. So the risk here is that without any forward-looking view as to what the plan is, they can keep changing the plan and we never know. I'm very glad that the provincial auditor has demanded a reckoning on where we stand with the debt. But in order for future audits to work successfully, we need to know what the trajectory is.
There's also been a fair amount of criticism as well on the green energy plans, especially the FIT program, the fee for tariff, where people selling power back to the grid. Did you like what you heard there?
Oh, he's right on the right track, but again, did not go far enough. Let me give you an example. Ontario used to buy wind power from generators on a competitive basis. When we switched to buying non-competitively, the provincial auditor talks about the huge jump up in cost from switching from competitive procurement to non-competitive procurement. It's almost a 50% increase in cost per unit of production. Just outrageous. But what he didn't get into is that cost per unit is only part of the way the customer suffers for this. In the old days, I'm talking from 2004 to 2008, when we used to buy wind power, one of the rules was that the wind generators only got paid when they delivered power that consumers could use. Okay? That was the principle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a sound principle. What it did was it aligned the interests of the wind generators and the consumers. We both had an interest in making sure that this was going to be useful power. Now, under the FIT program, when we moved from competitive procurement over to non-competitive procurement under the FIT program, which the wind industry is fighting hard to protect, one of the subtle rule changes was that instead of getting paid for actual production, now the wind generators can get paid for what's called deemed production, imaginary output. And that changes the game. Financially, that's a huge blow to consumers, and yet the provincial auditor did not appear anywhere in his report to have been aware of this subtle rule change that moves around very, very large amounts of money.
It's going to be fascinating to see where all of this goes, Tom Adams. Thank you for your analysis this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tom Adams is an independent energy and environment advisor.